WMFO, Medford.
Star Wars, based on characters and situations created by George Lucas. Episode 1, A Wind to Shake the Stars. A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, there came a time of revolution, when rebels united to challenge a tyrannical empire. But most of the citizens of that vast empire of a million star systems took little notice of this tremendous conflict, at least at first. On the desert planet Tatooine, as on countless other worlds, life goes on while great events are shaping the future of a galaxy. Here, amid the endless sands and the dune seas, the hostile wastes and barren lands, human beings struggle and endure. And here, too, men and women laugh and cry, hope and dream.
So don't just dream about applying for the Academy. Make it come true. You can find a career in space. Exploration, Starfleet, or merchant service. Choose from navigation, engineering, space medicine, contact liaison, and more. If you have the right stuff to take on the universe and standardized examination scores and meet requirements, dispatch your application to
Screening Office, Care of the Commandant, Imperial Space Academy, your sector, and join the ranks of the proud.
Oh, I love it.
Skywalker.
What?
Hey, Luke. Skywalker.
Oh, I'm out here in the tech dome, Wendy.
Hey, Skywalker, come on. Everyone's over at the power station. We're going out to Beggar's Canyon. My hopper's acting up. Something's wrong with her thrust bias, so I'm going to ride with you.
Sure. How'd you get here?
My folks came over in the land speeder to see your uncle and aunt, and I hitched a ride.
Oh.
What are you acting so guilty about?
Huh? Oh, nothing.
Come on, let's see that tape, hey, Skywalker.
Will you come on?
Cut it out, Wendy. Applicant's information packet. Imperial Space Academy.
Will you stop?
You're still seeing Novas, huh, Luke? Looks like this tape's been played a few thousand times.
Give it back.
The great Luke Skywalker, hero of the universe. When are you going to grow up, Luke? You're a farm boy, just like me.
Hand it over, Wendy, or I'll take it.
Oh, okay, here. Take it. What are you getting so touchy about? Come on, get your skyhopper going. I'll roll back the dome.
Why'd your folks come over, anyway?
Oh, to talk about the moisture harvest, complain about crop prices. Who cares? I guess it's a mercy visit, you know?
Yeah, Aunt Beru's always eager for company. Even Uncle Owen is. But he'd never admit it. Well, get in, Wendy. Time's wasting. I don't expect to have another whole free day till the moisture harvest is in.
She sounds smooth, Luke.
Yeah, I worked on her all day yesterday.
Well, listen, if you're planning on doing any racing, you can count me out, Skywalker. Tatooine is no academy, and you're no star pilot.
Not yet, anyway. Well, I adjusted the thrust sequence for extra boost. You better hang on to your seat.
Fixer! Skywalker's here.
So what? Don't bother me with small fry. Where's the juice? I'm thirsty.
Here, catch one.
Hey, everybody.
Where's the party?
Wherever I am, Luke. Right, Cammy?
Correct, lover.
Hey, boys. Guess what Skywalker was doing?
Hey.
Sitting in the tech dome playing an Academy recruitment tape.
What's not?
You never change, Skywalker. Is that all you want out of life? To parade around in a fancy uniform?
So what do you want that's so much better, Fixer?
Yeah, you watch it, boy. Just because you got lucky on a couple of crummy tests, that doesn't make you some kind of junior space explorer.
I never said I was any.
You know what I did back when they made me take those exams?
What?
I walked in, filled out my name, and walked out again. I showed them.
Yeah, just because he can answer fancy trick questions and do school book flight maneuvers, he thinks it makes him better than us.
Yeah, Luke. Mm-hmm. So you happen to qualify. So what? What do you think you are, Biggs or something?
Yeah, he just wants to go to the academy because Biggs did. He always was his hero.
Yeah, I'd like to go to the academy. Why shouldn't I?
Because it's for suckers, Skywalker. They want to stick you into a uniform and give you orders. At least here at the power station, I'm my own boss.
Anyway, my father says the Empire's just recruiting more people into the academies so they can draft them into the Starfleet.
Do you think anybody out there cares about Luke Skywalker?
Mm-hmm. Well, if you leave home, nobody knows you.
Hey, where is the juice?
Here it is.
So, what's on the program for today, Fixer?
Speed runs, Skywalker. Speed runs.
Oh?
Gonna see how much time I can shave off the back stretch.
There's no way you can cut much more time off your lap, Fix. Hmm? You're almost matching Biggs' best time around Beggar's Canyon as it is.
Yeah, well, Biggs isn't here, and I am. I'm as good as he ever was.
Oh, yeah, well, then why don't you thread the stone needle like Biggs did?
Luke.
That ought to take 5 seconds or better off your time.
Yeah, and Biggs is the only one who ever flew through it at racing speed. Is that what you're saying?
I was just saying that if you want to improve your score, you're
gonna crazy,
have...
Luke. Why don't you guys go buzz the Womp Rats and take a few pot shots at him? The speed run stuff is gonna get somebody killed.
Hey, what's the matter, Cammy? You don't think I can do it?
Come on.
Listen, anything the great Biggs Darklighter could do, I can do.
I never said you couldn't, Fixer.
Yeah, nobody was knocking you, Fixer.
Besides, I don't need any shortcuts. Hey. You want to try and keep up with me?
Oh, Fixer.
Huh?
What, me?
What are you, scared, Wormy?
Yeah. All right.
Oh,
you're on.
Crazy.
Boy, Wormy against the Fixer. That's going to be a slaughter.
Well, then you can ride with Fixer, Deke. What are we waiting for, boys? Let's go.
Yep. Fixer, come back here, Fixer. I want this to stop right now.
Skywalker, see you in the tight spot.
Hey, I couldn't find those macro binoculars anywhere.
Never mind, Windy. Buckle up.
Hey, what are you doing?
Standing in for Biggs. Brace yourself.
Here we go. One run down the backstretch, Skywalker, whenever you're ready.
Hey, wait a minute. You and Fixer in the bottleneck together? Count me out.
We'll jump.
Fall in even with me, Skywalker, and we'll let her rip.
Yeah.
Okay, hit it!
Oh. Look out!
Will you shut up and keep... No, you distracted me, Windy. Now Fixer's got the lead.
You let him keep it. I want to live.
How does my after blast feel, Luke?
Too narrow to get past him.
Whatever you do, don't go for altitude.
Don't go for altitude. The crosswinds will smash us right into the canyon wall.
Just make yourself comfortable back there, far boy. It'll all be over in a minute.
Yeah, that's what you think.
Hey, you idiot. You took a wrong turn. You're headed for the stone needle.
Yeah, I bet we shaved 5 seconds off our time.
You're gonna kill us both.
There's no going back now. Stay gripped, Windy.
We made it! Windy, open your eyes! We made it!
I'm alive! I don't believe it!
Hey! Your stabilizer's gone!
Oh, I can hold her! We've still got to cross that finish line!
You'll crash us!
Here we go!
I told you I could bring her in!
Hey! Windy, we won! We won!
Won? Luke, you're crazy.
Crazy!
I'm riding home with one of the others. You're just an accident looking for a place to happen.
Oh, Biggs. You should have been here.
Ready?
Morning, Aunt Beru.
Good morning, dear. I'm afraid your uncle's in a big hurry today. He says things are still behind schedule. Come on now, eat your breakfast before it gets cold.
Okay. But I don't think the desert's going anywhere.
No, it'll still be there, Luke. If
we don't get things ready for the season in time, that's all it'll be, a desert. I want some hard work today.
Yes, sir.
Keep an eye peeled when you're out. There are reports of sand people. I want you to see what you can do with the units up on the South Ridge. I expect them all to be running 100% and smooth before the day's end.
But, Uncle Owen, those evaporators are 10 years old. They should have been replaced a long time ago.
You can get them functioning up to specs if you roll up your sleeves and quit your daydreaming. Look, I need a farmhand who'll pitch in, not a nephew with his head in the stars half the time. You pull your weight today or there'll be trouble.
Owen! Come on, finish what's left before it gets cold, both of you. Luke, dear, I put your lunch in the land speeder so you wouldn't forget it.
Thanks, Aunt Beru. Well, I guess I better get going.
Take the treadwell with you.
But that old droid's in worse shape than the evaporators, Uncle Owen. What about getting some new droids?
Oh, just what I need. Another expense.
But with another droid or two, we could keep the whole farm at peak efficiency right through the harvest. Look, I can check around Toshi Station and Anchorhead, and there'll probably be a Jawa sandcrawler passing through any time now. Maybe they'd have something we could use.
Luke, give over your daydreaming and do your share, and we won't need any droids. I never let you want for anything, have I? Huh? Mm-hmm. Well, then, young fella, least you can do is show some gratitude.
Oh, Lars! Oh, and we could use a little more help. A droid that spoke domestic bocce could help me round the house, too, when you didn't need it.
Oh, well.
Luke, goodbye, dear.
Goodbye, Emperor. I'll do my best with those evaporators, Uncle Owen.
Honestly, Owen, I don't know what gets into you at times. Luke's never asked us for a thing. He works as hard as any farmhand. He could have gone off on his own long ago, and you know that.
Beru, with his mind wandering half the time, he's never going to make his way in life.
But you can't begrudge him his dreams. A person has to have their dreams. I've never once complained about living out here or hardly ever seeing other people or going without when the moisture harvest was bad, have I?
Now, see here, Mrs. I never said to you...
Owen, even to the young people over at Anchorhead, Luke is an outsider. He hasn't had a close friend since Biggs went to the academy.
I don't want him coming to harm, Beru. I want what's best for him.
I know that, Owen. But it wouldn't hurt to tell him so.
Well, I'll be most of the day on those condensers in the upper basin. Won't be home till evening, I expect.
I'll have supper waiting, Owen.
Hey, Treadwell, come hold this junction plate in place while I torque it down, will you? That's it. That ought to do it. Now, let's give this old relic a try. Nothing. Boy, how does Uncle Owen expect me to keep these junk heaps running? Treadwell, clamp these two leads together while I splice them. No, you idiot. Will you use your insulated arm? Release! Back off! What I wouldn't give to be on another planet. Any planet. Uncle Owen's not gonna like this a bit. Now I've got two major overhauls on my hands. Treadwell, get over to the land speeder. If we don't get those new droids now, we'll be in real trouble for the moisture harvest. Well, the sky is still clear anyway. At least there's no sandstorms blowing up. Maybe we can have things ready, but... Hey, what's that up there? Well, I know you don't know, you maniac. Where are my macro binoculars? Well, I know I left them in there someplace. Ah, here they are. Now, let's see. Yeah. There's two ships out there, all right. Two of them at least. And they're firing on each other. Well, it's incredible. Boy, they're really going at it out there. Come on, Treadwell. Get yourself over to the land speeder. I've got to get into Anchorhead and tell Fixer about this. Well, get it in gear, will ya? Okay, stay put then. I'll pick you up on the way home.
Thank you. Come on, Cammy.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Cammy, did I just hear a young noise blast in here?
Come on, Wendy's got a shack to make and there's money riding
on. Yeah.
Come on, shape it up, you guys. Wait till you hear what
We got company, Luke.
What? Biggs! When did you get back from the academy?
So the two shooting stars are reunited at last. I'm so thrilled to be here for you.
I just got in on the shuttle. I wanted to surprise you, Luke. You know, I thought you'd be here when I arrived. I forgot you have the harvest coming up.
Hey, but how come you're back so soon? Didn't you get your commission?
Sure. Hey, I got it. The academy accelerated our courses. It seems the Empire wants the commercial space lines expanded as soon as possible.
You ought to drop the Emperor thank you note, Biggs. That's the only way you could have gotten out of that academy.
Yeah. Signed on with the starship Rand Ecliptic.
Wow.
Third mate Biggs Darklighter at your service. Hey, how's this for a snappy salute?
Well, I hope you fly a ship better than you salute.
Oh, Luke, what do you know? I think Biggs looks just fabulous in his uniform.
Yeah. Biggs just had to come back and say goodbye to all us planet-bound simpletons.
Hey, wait a minute, I almost forgot. Drop the game and come outside quick. You guys have got to see something.
What?
There's a battle going on beyond the atmosphere. When are you going to stop seeing things and grow up, Skywalker? Uh-huh. Space battles, what a jerk.
Biggs, I didn't just imagine this one.
Well, if you say so, Luke. Hey, Deke, turn off that game.
It'll
still be here when we get back.
Here we go again.
Captain Skywalker has sighted the enemy again, sir.
And is advancing to the rear.
Right. Come on, you guys. Yep, they're still there. I counted two earlier. Here, Biggs, you take the macro. Okay. See for yourself.
Well, will do.
What do you think, Biggs?
I'm afraid that... that's no battle up there, Luke.
What?
Here, Cammy. Yeah, it's probably just a tanker fueling a freighter.
No, it's the Rebellion, right, Luke? All the way out here on the backside of nowhere.
But there was a lot of firing before. I swear there was. I saw it.
Well, then why would they still be holding position over Tatooine?
Oh, Luke, they're not doing a thing up there. Firing my foot. Here, take these things back.
Hey, Cammy, be careful with those.
Don't worry about it, Luke.
These cost me a half-season savings.
She told you not to worry about it, Wormy.
Hey, Fixer, the show is over. Haven't you got work to do?
Come on, Cammy.
What? Are you just gonna let him...
I said, come on. So long, guys.
They're right about one thing, Luke. The rebellion against the Empire is a long way from here. You know, I doubt the Imperials would bother with this system.
But I could have sworn I saw...
Hey, come on, I tell you what. Let's take a spin in that land speeder of yours, huh? I'd like to take one last look at Beggar's Canyon, you know, for old time's sake.
Sure, Biggs. Boy, you should have been there the other day when we ran the canyon.
Yeah?
The old Fixer started bragging about how he could do anything that Biggs could do, you know. So I said, hey, you're so smart, why don't you... Yeah, and Fixer just pretended it never happened. Of course, my Skyhoppers busted up pretty bad.
I'm sure that made your uncle happy.
Ooh, you have no idea. I'm grounded for the rest of the season.
Nah, you ought to take it a little easier, Luke.
Ah.
I mean, even if you are the hottest gully jumper this side of Mos Eisley, you keep it up, buddy, and one day, whammo, you'll be nothing but a dark smear on a canyon wall.
Hey, why'd you want me to come out to Beggar's Canyon anyway?
Like I said, old time's sake. I mean, who knows when I'll be back this way, right? Huh?
I guess. Well, there it is. The old stone needle.
Wow.
You know, you can see practically the whole canyon from this part of the rim.
Yeah. I don't know how I lived through all the crazy stunts we pulled down here.
Remember some of those? Boy, we had the hopper now. We could give those womp rats a surprise.
Oh, sorry. No, I am now valuable property. Keeping in mind the expense of cadet training, all graduates shall refrain from unnecessary risk-taking.
You? Do they happen to know how many stabilizer veins you've been up on the back stretch down there? Or how about the time you almost wiped out the stone
needle? I figured it was better not to mention those to my piloting instructors.
Boy, it hasn't been the same since you left, Biggs. It's been so quiet.
I'll bet.
Yeah, you were always number one around here, Biggs. You were the one who made things happen.
Yeah, that's a big galaxy, Luke. At the Academy, everybody was number one back where they came from. All of a sudden, I was just a face in the crowd.
Yeah, but you made it, Biggs.
You're gonna see all those places we used to talk about.
Yep. Luke, did you ever wonder why we're friends?
Huh?
The rest of them, back at Anchorhead. They'll never leave Tatooine. Maybe never get as far as Mos Eisley. Have you ever thought about that?
Well, not exactly like that, I haven't.
Fixer's just smart enough to know he's better off being a big noise in a small room. Cammy's dumb enough to think she's made the prize catch hereabouts, and Windy's nothing but a follower, and Deke's the follower of a follower.
But what are you saying, Biggs?
You will make it off Tatooine, Luke, and they know it. That's why they won't accept you.
Well, they're not so bad. I don't really mind them.
Then how come you work so hard at being the hottest pilot around, huh?
Well,
hey, did you see that? Off on the far side of the canyon.
Where? Sand people!
You got your macros?
Yeah, right here.
Yep. Three Banthas and it looks like five Tusken Raiders.
Yeah?
Yeah, they're moving out towards the wastes.
Hey, I'm supposed to keep a watch out for them at the farm. My uncle said there'd been some sightings around here.
No.
I should get back.
Hey, I don't think it's anything to worry about.
Well, that's a little excitement for your visit.
You only think this planet's boring because you've never been anywhere else, Luke. Luke, I didn't come home just for a visit. If I don't come back, I wanted somebody to know.
Know what? Honestly, Biggs, will you stop being so secretive?
Luke, I made some friends at the Academy.
Yeah?
And one of them will be on the Rand Ecliptic with me. At our first port of call in the inner systems, we're going to jump ship and join the Rebel Alliance.
But that's crazy! You could wander around forever trying to find them. Look, the Empire can't even find
them. Well, if we don't find the Rebels, then we're gonna do what we can on our own. I'm not hanging around to get drafted into the Imperial Starfleet. The rebellion's spreading, Luke, and I want to be on the side I believe in.
Yeah, and I'm stuck here.
But I thought you were going to the Academy next term.
I had to cancel my application. You know, the sand people acting up again.
Come on, Luke! Your uncle could hold off a whole Tusken raiding party with one blaster. One of these days, buddy, you've got to separate what seems important from what is.
But the farm's just about to start paying off. Look, Uncle Owen needs me for one more season. Biggs, I can't just run out on him and Aunt Beru now.
Uncle Owen, Aunt Beru, first it's sand people, now it's the crop. Meanwhile, your application's been canceled, Luke. Canceled. Luke, listen to me. Your uncle uses that I fed you and brought you up line to keep you here. Can't you see that?
Biggs, my aunt and uncle are the only family I've got. They're all I've got. I don't care what you or anybody else thinks about me. I can't let anything happen to those
Luke,
two.
Luke, I didn't mean
to. Go on, find your rebellion. You don't think I'd like to leave? You think I like staying behind?
No, I never thought that, Luke.
Well, that's how it sounded. Here, I'll let you off by the power station.
Thanks for the ride, Luke.
Yeah, sure.
Luke, I had a friend at the Academy. He helped me through the way I used to help you. Just before graduation, I heard he got picked up during a roundup of rebel suspects. And they said he died in interrogation.
You've changed, Biggs. You've changed a lot.
I have been doing some thinking, Luke. But you're the same as ever. Hey, tell me, are you still keeping a lookout for that dream girl you used to talk about?
Well, I don't know her if she passes by. Biggs, I'm sorry about what I said back there.
Yeah, me too. Hey, just let's forget it.
Yeah. Will you be around long?
No, I'm leaving on the morning shuttle.
Looks like there's a wind kicking up.
Wind's rising all over the Empire, Luke. Even Tatooine will feel it, sooner or later.
I guess we'll be seeing you for a while.
Oh, maybe someday. I'll be watching for you.
Listen, next season, I'm going to be going to the Academy for sure. No, I am.
Take care of yourself.
So long, Luke.
Biggs.
Yeah?
Do you really think those ships out there were just freighters?
Well, not if you say they were firing, Hotshot.
With an abruptness he will find difficult to believe, Luke Skywalker's life is about to change beyond his wildest dreams as he swept up in the bitter war between Rebel Alliance and Empire. And soon, a captive princess's desperate plea for help, the final quest of a legendary hero, and the key to the Empire's most awesome weapon will be decided by the actions of a young farm boy from Tatooine. Star Wars, Episode 1 by Brian Daley. Based on characters and situations created by George Lucas. Featured in the cast were Mark Hamill as Luke Skywalker, Cale Brown as Biggs, Anne Garrity as Aunt Beru, and Thomas Hill as Uncle Owen. The series was directed by John Madden, with sound mixing and post-production by Tom Vigley. Music by John Williams. Sound design for Lucasfilm by Ben Burt. Story editor for the series was Lindsay Smith. Casting and production coordination by Mel Saar. Executive producer was Richard Toskin. Executive producer for Lucasfilm was Carol Titelman. Star Wars was presented by Lucasfilm.
Arthur. Usually I host a show on Wednesday mornings from 5 to 6 called The Grand Hour, where I play radio dramas. But I came across these radio dramas produced by NPR when George Lucas it's kind of conflicting when George Lucas actually sold the rights. I've read it was 79. Well, anyway, this came out in 81. George Lucas sold the rights to University of Southern California, who was, I believe, an NPR affiliate. Some of this stuff is kind of convoluted about the dates and all that. And they went ahead and got some, obviously Mark Hamill, but you'll see who else is involved in this. And on the eve of the new Star Wars release, I thought this would be a good time to play it. In the background here, we're listening to the Trash Compactor from A New Hope. We're going to go ahead and fulfill an FCC obligation right now and continue on with the second act, with the second episode, Point of Origin. My apologies, this one's kind of baffled me, this Star Wars one. That, what we heard, was called A Wind to Shake the Stars. As you can see, it goes into a little bit of backstory there. Let's go ahead and fulfill this FCC obligation before we get into Points of Origin. We're going to have a guest PSA announcer, Furious George.
This is a pedestrian safety PSA. Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep roads safe. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians, and drive sober. It's the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections. When you're walking, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross. Always use crosswalks and obey all traffic signals. Also, put your phone down. A life-saving message from your friends at WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM.
Thank you, George. What do you think of these? This first one that you've heard here?
I think they're excellent. I didn't even know that these existed until you told me about it earlier in the week. And I'm pretty excited to keep on listening, especially with the wrap-up of The Mandalorian coming next week and with the new movie coming out tomorrow.
Yeah, apparently your dad had heard these before and then recorded them.
He did, yes.
On cassette.
Mm-hmm. Probably before I was born.
Yeah, but this here ain't no talk show. So we're gonna cut George's mic. He can do another PSA. We're gonna go right on into Points of Origin. Again, this would be the second chapter in A New Hope. Again, this is Arthur filling in for the winter schedule on the eve of the new Star Wars release. Thanks for listening.
Star Wars, based on characters and situations created by George Lucas. Episode 2, Points of Origin. A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, there came a time of revolution, when rebels united to challenge a tyrannical empire. The rebellion had its origins on many worlds, at many levels of society. One of the leaders of the rebellion is the Princess Leia Organa of Alderaan. But neither her high birth nor her status as an imperial senator will protect her should her rebel affiliations be discovered.
Weapons trained on that ship, Commander?
We do, Lord Tyan. But the ship appears to be just what she claims, a consular ship on a diplomatic mission.
I have no doubt that she is. Princess Leia of Alderaan is a veritable angel of mercy. Still, we mustn't become lax.
Commander, the Princess Leia Organa demands to speak to the task force leader.
I'll take it here.
This is the Princess Leia Organa. Who's responsible for this outrage?
A delight to hear your voice again, Your Highness. Lord Tyan here.
I demand an explanation for this, Lord Tyan.
I would be honored to explain. I'll send my personal land speeder for you.
My own is being lowered now.
Then I await you with great anticipation.
Lord Tyan, she has no grounds for objection. Our mission on Ral Tir has been sanctioned by the Emperor himself.
Oh, I'm not worried about legalities. I shall now have the privilege of placating a most attractive and influential young woman.
Commander, we've got the last of the population centers under control. Search and interrogation procedures have begun.
Good.
Ask him about Vader.
Do you have a location for Lord Vader?
He left this central interrogation camp a short while ago for your location.
Very good. And the surveillance system?
The main surveillance system will be operational shortly, sir.
When it's functioning, maintain total audio monitoring of the spaceport.
Sir.
You're right on schedule, Lord Tyan. The planet's almost entirely under our control.
And here she comes, the shining jewel in the Organa crown.
She's bringing her own bodyguards.
Greetings, Your Highness.
Lord Tyan, I demand to know
the
meaning of
this. Your Highness, may I say that while I regret that circumstances require this inconvenience, I'm delighted to see you again.
My ship was intercepted on her approach and forced to land under escort. The Tantive IV is a consular ship on a diplomatic mission. You have no right to
Perhaps your captain here, Captain,
Captain Antilles, Lord Tyan.
Antilles, yes. Perhaps he'll be good enough to explain what cooperation the Empire may command when emergency powers are invoked.
Emergency powers? For what reason?
When peace and stability are threatened, it's the Emperor's duty to intervene to ensure his subjects' security and well-being.
Well-being? They're the ones you're arresting!
Your Highness, in view of the uncertain situation here, I think we should depart Raltier as soon as possible.
A sensible attitude, Antilles. It speaks well of your loyalty.
How long will this state of emergency exist?
Until certain troublemakers have been sifted from the general populace. Now, just what was your purpose in coming here, Your Highness?
A humanitarian gesture, Lord Tyon.
I'm afraid you'll have to be more precise. I ask in my official capacity now.
The Tantive IV was to deliver medical supplies and spare parts to the High Council of Raltier.
Pity to say, the High Council no longer exists, either as individuals or as a political entity. Your misguided charity would have been spent on traitors.
Surely you don't think that the entire population
were involved. Enough of them were sympathetic to the Rebel Alliance to require a purification here. The Empire will exert close guidance over them for their own safety.
With a Starfleet blockade? With impressment gangs and interrogation centers?
I recommend great care in choosing your words, Princess. I have a high regard for your family, and if I may say so, for you yourself. But there are certain things which even an Organa may not say with impunity.
Her Highness was expressing understandable distress at the situation, of course.
Of course. You'll pardon my candor, I'm sure, Your Highness. Perhaps I was too severe.
It was nothing.
You're too kind. You know, seeing your lovely face puts it in my mind to take your father up on his long-standing offer and spend some time on Alderaan.
Lord Tyon, this would hardly be the time
for... Any time's the time to visit Alderaan. How can one not enjoy a planet where peace and beauty are common preoccupations, and art and learning the popular pastimes?
We also follow current events, Lord Tyon. After this, you may not be so welcome as
now, you... Now, Princess Leia. I'm a soldier and statesman in the service of the Emperor. A man of the galaxy like your father understands that. Besides, my visit would give us a chance to become better acquainted, you and I.
Since we can't deliver our release supplies, I intend to raise ship immediately, Lord Tyon.
And deprive me of your company so soon?
I see no reason to remain.
Well, I should search your ship. Procedure recommends it. Unless, of course, the princess would care to dine with me this evening?
I suppose that could be...
Yes?
There's an ambush on the space field's southern perimeter. The firefight's still in progress, sir.
Have the area contained.
Deploy troops immediately. I want the area contained.
Sir.
Commander, send in one of our reserve companies. I want prisoners. And have Lord Vader meet us there.
Yes, Lord Tyon.
Princess Leia, you'll have to return to your ship for safety's sake. A foolish rebel gesture doomed to failure, of course. We've got the entire city well under control. I'll leave an escort here for you.
I've my own, thank you.
Very well. Your Highness, Captain Antilles. Commander, the southern perimeter. Quick.
Sir.
Suppose we have little choice but to go back to the Tantive, Antilles.
What if Lord Tyon searches her cargo?
He'll only find medical supplies and technical equipment.
Combat-type medipacks, 3 surgical field stations, spare parts and power units suitable for military equipment?
Your Highness!
What was that?
Your...
Antilles over there. That man by the land speeder. He's wounded. Come on. Perhaps we can be of some help after all. Here.
Your Highness, I must speak to you.
He's been shot.
Are you all right?
Let's sit him up.
We have to summon a medic from the Tantive.
No time. That attack, a diversion so I could get through to you.
Why?
Information. I absorbed it under hypnotic imprint.
Stored in his brain. What information?
We can't talk out here. They're setting up a surveillance system in the administration center. They'll monitor any conversation that's not shielded.
I'll call the ship. Tantive IV, this is the captain. Train sensors on the city's administration center and tell me whether their surveillance system is operating.
Negative, sir.
Inform me if there's any change.
Sir!
We've got to get this man aboard the ship.
Wait. Look.
More stormtroopers.
Quickly, hide him in the speeder.
Your Highness, this puts you in too great a danger.
No greater than yours.
You lie still in there, and not a sound for all our lives.
Antilles, look. In that first speeder, the black mask and cloak.
Darth Vader.
So, even Lord Tyon has an Imperial Watcher over his shoulder.
Welcome, Princess Leia, to Raltier.
Lord Vader?
Once again, you appear where rebel activity is rampant. You should be more prudent. Might come to harm someday.
If you're looking for Lord Tyan, he's out on the space field's southern perimeter. I believe he's awaiting your arrival.
It occurred to me to wonder why those traitors would throw their lives away on a useless gesture.
Perhaps they hope to steal a ship.
Or to divert us.
You'll excuse us, Lord Vader, but it's my duty to get the princess back to the safety of the Tantive IV.
Stand where you are, Captain. You've entered a security zone. Your ship and cargo, your vehicle and your own persons, even yours, Your Highness, are subject to search here and now.
Ours is a diplomatic mission of mercy.
An imperial decree of special emergency outweighs that. You're under our jurisdiction.
Lord Vader, the Imperial Senate won't take this lightly. And any decision to search our ship rests with Lord Tyan. He's in charge here.
And so he is. Yes, we'll make this completely legal. And then see just what it is you're concealing. I wouldn't try to raise ship. Starfleet has orders to fire without warning. Driver, to the southern perimeter.
You better get back to the Tantive at once, Your Highness. We must get this man to a medic, and the shipping records have to be altered.
Why?
To make it appear that you know nothing of the ship's cargo, or of our friend here, for that matter.
I won't let you take the blame for this, Antilles. We must find a way of preventing Tyan from searching the ship.
Please, we can't discuss it out here. Any moment now, that surveillance system will be in operation.
That's it.
What?
The surveillance system. Don't you see? Tyan is certain to use it to eavesdrop on us. Find out how soon it'll be working.
Tantive, this is the captain. How close to operational is that surveillance system in the admin center?
They're in pre-activation now, sir. A few more moments.
Notify me when they're preparing to activate.
Yes, sir.
You're certain they'll be able to monitor our conversation?
Anything we say out here in the field will be subject to monitoring when the system's activated, yes.
Then I shall set a little trap for Lord Tyan. I'll take advantage of that bloated ego of his. Take your cues from me, Antilles.
Captain, the system's energizing in 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1, mark.
I think I shall let Lord Tyan search the Tantive, Antilles. It'll serve him right.
What do you mean, Your Highness?
Lord Tyan is attractive, but he's too forward, too confident. He needs to be taught a lesson. If he searches the Tantive, he'll anger my father, and I'll be able to keep him at arm's length a little longer.
And if he doesn't order a search?
I think it's unlikely. He's not that much of a gentleman.
You're probably right.
And we must leave at once for Alderaan.
First Officer.
Sir.
Request clearance for immediate takeoff.
Yes, sir.
Highness, good to have you back.
Tarek, I know I'm not exactly dressed for the throne room.
Your father left strict instructions to have you shown in the moment you arrived.
Not a very good sign, is it?
No, Your Highness.
Well, I can't mend things by standing out here.
Yes, Your Highness, if you please. The Princess Leia Organa of the Royal House of Alderaan.
Greetings, daughter.
And to you, father.
When you didn't come directly to the court, we worried. Tarek, you may withdraw. Dismiss my court.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Leia, welcome home.
Oh, Father.
Welcome home. We were all so worried about you, and here you show up looking like a freight hauler's assistant. When the Tantive landed yesterday, I expected you...
I couldn't come straight home, Father. I had some thinking to do.
Well, how did you get here from the spaceport?
Walked.
Walked?
Well, I took the old road through the hills.
The entire way?
It's only a day's walk. The teal are in bloom all through the uplands.
I wish you wouldn't go unescorted like that.
I needed to.
You weren't recognized?
Well, I suppose I was, but at least no one fussed over me.
I can only imagine how pleasant that must have been. And may a father ask why his daughter's doing all this soul-searching?
Father, people on Raltir have been chased from their homes, penned up like animals, executed without trial. Torture chambers are set up everywhere. They call them interrogation centers.
The usual imperial procedure. You're lucky to get off with your life. And what conclusions have you reached?
It's time Alderaan stopped resisting the Empire and started fighting it.
Leia.
Now, I know that runs counter to everything you believe in, Father, but I can't...
Violence and warfare nearly destroyed us during the Clone Wars. Do you want to begin it all again?
But we must help. What good does Alderaan's not having a single weapon do when the Emperor keeps building his armies and his Starfleet?
Will you be the one to bring war to us, Leia?
No. But I can't stand by while others in the Rebel Alliance are risking their lives.
Will you take up arms? Are you prepared to kill?
I didn't start this. The Empire did. I want only to stop it, Father.
It may be too late even for that.
Why?
The wounded rebel you brought home gave us his information. The Empire has a secret project underway, supervised by the Grand Moff Tarkin himself. Lord Tyan and a number of others are working under him.
Tyan? What is it?
An ultimate weapon, some sort of enormous battle station. They've codenamed it the Death Star.
What?
We need more information, Leia. Here is your chance to help.
How?
Lord Tyan is on his way here now. He has taken me up on a long-standing offer of hospitality and has invited himself to Alderaan. It seems he's convinced that you're taken with him.
That was a ruse.
Your real feelings towards him are not unknown to me, Leia.
Mm.
Now, I've arranged for a private dinner party, just the three of us.
What?
And you and I will see what we can learn.
Well, I suppose it's only for an evening. May it pass quickly.
Now I'll tell you something about these traitors and terrorists who call themselves rebels and freedom fighters. They don't truly understand war. The fools on that particular planet actually thought that the Empire would negotiate with a pack of fanatics.
Oh, no.
So when these so-called resistance leaders showed up to parley, we locked the doors from the outside and torched the building.
Oh, my.
What's the matter, Princess Leia? Have I failed to amuse you?
Lord Tyan, my daughter's upset that you've chosen to wear a sidearm. Alderaan is a world of peace. We have no weapons.
That's why I came without guards. For an intimate little dinner among peaceful people. But I'm a soldier of the Emperor, and a soldier must always be ready for duty.
I'm sure you must feel secure, being the only one armed.
Yes, Lord Tyan, can I help you to some large?
No, thank you, no. Marvelous idea, dispensing with table servants and a long guest list.
No one cherishes quiet and informality more than we, Lord Tyan, I assure you.
What are your plans on Alderaan?
Well, I want to go down to your continent of Thon and take part in the hunting.
Hunting? There's no hunting on Alderaan.
Come, I have it from good sources that your wildlife service will be thinning out the herd.
They will only be culling out our animals, too diseased or too old to last the winter. Their forage will be scarce this season.
But someone has to do the actual culling, as you call it.
And that's how you spend your holiday? Executing weak animals?
Leia, I
beg your pardon, Lord Tyan, but...
It's quite all right. You lead such a sheltered life. You couldn't be expected to appreciate the way a soldier and outdoorsman thinks.
Indeed.
But you really ought to look beyond your Alderaan philosophies and consider the value of things.
Such as?
Technology. Oh, I'll admit that you are more than comfortable here on Alderaan, but by employing more efficient methods, you could expand your economy threefold.
If we cared to, too.
Consider our two attitudes, Your Majesty. Your people place primary importance upon being at one with themselves.
You don't approve?
Well, consider the other side of the coin. A technology and methods of organizing people that can reshape entire planets and bring the galaxy under a single rule.
Whether the galaxy desires it or not.
Alderaan could profit from a closer link to the Empire. I could provide that link.
Perhaps you could make yourself clearer, my lord.
A marriage between your daughter and me would benefit all of us.
And what are you offering?
Well said. At present, I'm only a minor nobleman from a lesser house. Soon, I shall be in one of the positions of highest authority in the Empire.
As far as I can tell, you're little more than an errand boy for the Grand Moff Tarkin.
The project we're completing will change all that.
By serving Tarkin, I'll win an exalted rank for myself.
And what is this project? Suppose persuade me to marry you.
Well, it's still classified.
Then come back when it's unclassified.
Do you think I'm afraid to break a rule now and then? Project, as I said, is nearly complete, and the next convoy from Governor Tarkin's headquarters will transfer the plans to the Imperial vaults.
Then amaze with your confidences. We're waiting.
The Empire has built a battle station.
Surely there's nothing new about a space fortress?
I don't mean a mere orbital gun platform, Your Majesty. This is a machine of war such as the universe has never known. It's colossal, the size of a Class 4 moon, and it possesses firepower unequaled in the history of warfare.
And this flying pillbox is going to make you a member of the Imperial Elite?
More than a pillbox, Princess. It boasts a prime weapon capable of destroying entire planets.
Entire planets?
Mm-hmm. Henceforth, the Emperor will single out a source of trouble, and Lord Tarkin and those of us who serve him will simply snuff that trouble out of existence.
But this is unthinkable.
It's progress. A new order is emerging, and I intend to be among those who lead it. Your daughter can share it with me, and Alderaan can prosper from it.
Blood and death?
Leia, I think...
From an empire that will rule unchallenged because of that battle station.
A galaxy of slaves. Is that what you think I want?
Leia, calm yourself.
I'm offering you a place in the Empire, Leia. And yes, a galaxy at your feet.
An empire of oppression? Under a Death Star that will destroy...
Death Star? How did you know that
The
name?
Subject was marriage, Lord Tyan. I find your proposal...
How did you know that code name? I didn't mention it.
I used no code name.
You did. I heard you. Death Star. Only someone with rebel contacts could have learned it.
A mere verbal image, Lord Tyan. My
that was no accidental turn of phrase.
Lord Tyan!
Your Majesty, I'm summoning the Imperial authorities. I'm going to have you and your daughter questioned.
I'll trouble you to remember that you're a guest under this roof.
Remain where you are. We'll soon see how much the Organas know about the Rebel Alliance. Stand aside, Princess. You're only making matters worse for your father and yourself.
No.
Leia!
We can't let him do this, Father.
I will ask you one more... Let me go. Traitor!
No!
Stop, Leia!
No!
Let me go! I warn you!
His blaster! Help me!
Release me!
Is there any news yet?
Yes. The Rebellion has fought its first space battle. I got word to them about the convoy Lord Tyan mentioned.
And?
They won.
Oh, Father.
We have captured the plans of the Death Star.
Oh.
We suffered heavy casualties, but it's an important victory. Now, what about Tyan?
His body's been taken to the Southern Game Preserve.
Good. The Empire shouldn't miss him for some time. Unless other business is settled, we'll arrange a likely hunting mishap and... There. He died by his own hand. You mustn't blame yourself.
I don't, Father. Where are the plans now?
The Rebels on Toprawa want us to enter their solar system and make a close pass by their planet. They'll transmit the plans to us.
But that'll surely be a restricted system by now.
I shall take the Tantive.
But, Father...
It's still protected by diplomatic immunity.
But you can't go, Father. You're too into Alderaan.
Leia, the plan depends on the Tantive. Only the Royal House may ride in that ship.
Father, who's always traveling in the Tantive on errands of mercy?
Leia, no. I won't let you go.
But they'll be less suspicious of me. Father, doing some thinking. Rebels died on Raltir to get word to us. Others died to capture the plans of the Death Star.
They knew the danger.
So do I. You can't expect me to stay here when there's vital work to be done. Father?
Very well.
Oh.
But Antilles will go with you.
Father, I won't fail you. Or the Alliance.
There will be a second part to your mission, Leia. In the struggle, we shall need more than arms and intercepted plans. It's time we summon the help of one of our wisest warriors and leaders.
Who, Father?
The Jedi Knight, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
General Kenobi?
Yes. Because of him, we survived the Clone Wars. Now we need his help again.
Where is he?
I'll give you the precise coordinates. After your mission at Toprawa, you must go to him and convince him to resume the fight against the Empire.
I will do my best.
You'll have to hurry.
Father, thank you for trusting me. I'll try to make you proud of me.
My daughter, you already have. Now hurry.
The Princess Leia Organa is bound for Toprawa to intercept the plans of the Death Star, and then for Tatooine. On that dry, barren planet waits one of the last of the renowned Jedi Knights. And though Leia doesn't know it yet, a young moisture farmer named Luke, whose life is about to be caught up in perilous entanglement with her own. Star Wars, Episode 2, by Brian Daley. Based on characters and situations created by George Lucas. Featured in the cast were David Aykroyd as Antilles, John Considine as Tyon, Stephen Elliott as Prester, Brock Peters as Darth Vader, and Anne Sachs as Leia. The series was directed by John Madden, with sound mixing and post-production by Tom Vigley. Music by John Williams. Sound design for Lucasfilm by Ben Burt. Story editor for the series was Lindsay Smith. Casting and production coordination by Mel Saar. Executive producer was Richard Toscan. Executive producer for Lucasfilm was Carol Teitelman.
Apologize about some of that skipping. I had some issues when I tried to run this through the CD players here the other morning during my regular show, The Grand Hour, from 5 to 6.